This is Dakota Datebook for October 15th. North Dakota's southern boundary is not the same as it was when the state was young. Towns have come and gone, the Missouri River is dammed, and roads have been constructed. In the autumn of 1891, it was hard going as Charles H. Bates and his eight-man survey crew moved west along the prairie, following the 7th Standard Parallel and planting quartz monuments every half mile to mark the Dakota's boundary. Besides physically marking the border in changing weather and topography, Bates' crew also had to conduct an original survey of the Sisseton-Wahpeton Indian Reservation, which overlapped the state's border. Bates had begun the work in mid-September after crossing the Missouri at Fort Yates to the town of Winona, which also had the nickname the Devil's Colony for its drunken debauchery. That old town site is now under Lake Oahe. Bates worked his way to the state's border and then followed the parallel east to the border of the Sisseton-Wahpeton Indian Reservation. From there, he used the North Star to find his latitude and continued east to find the Bois de Sioux River, which marked the border with Minnesota. Back then, the Bois de Sioux was dry and nothing but a marsh bed. With the three states meeting in the stream bed, Bates placed the initial marker on dry land nearby. From there, the crew worked westward, using the nearby town of White Rock, South Dakota, as a base for receiving mail and supplies. On this date in 1891, Bates' crew was working in the area of Lidgewood, North Dakota, and had a long way to go. He informed the General Land Office that he wasn't sure how much surveying he could do. The markers weren't arriving on time, and winter was threatening. He was also facing hilly country with ravines and trees as he reached the Coteau de Prairie near Havana, North Dakota. Nevertheless, he and his crew did reach the Missouri River that fall. In 6 weeks, across 190 miles, they planted more than 380 markers weighing 800 pounds each. And Bates was right about winter. For 50 miles, his crew had worked in snow, which blew into steep drifts in places. They set a marker just east of the Missouri River in mid-November before extreme cold and snow ended the season. Bates wintered in Yankton. With the completion of the eastern half of the border surveyed and marked, he was eligible to receive 90% of his $21,300 compensation, but it would be 18 months before he saw a penny. And there were many more miles to go. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.